Boker Tov, good morning, everyone. Sorry that I missed a couple of days, but it's good to be back. It is Wednesday morning, and we continue in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Perek Lamed Hey, Chapter 35, discussing the laws of separating challah from your dough. And the Kitzur writes, Osa Isa Kedei Levashla. This is Halacha Vav, number 6, that if one is preparing dough not to bake it, but rather to cook it, to boil it, or letagna, or to fry it, Mafrishin Mimena challah below bracha, then in that case, the person should separate challah, but do so without a bracha. There are many who hold that the obligation of challah is only upon dough that is going to be baked, but not necessarily that will be fried or cooked. There are others who disagree and say the obligation of challah still exists, and therefore, to satisfy both as best as we can, the Kitzur and the Shulchan Aruch himself suggests that we should separate challah, but do so without making a bracha. But if you have a big batch of dough and you are planning to, let's say, fry most of it, but bake a little bit of it, even if it's just a minority amount, then the obligation of challah would fully be incurred and one would separate challah with a bracha. Again, even if most of it is going to be fried or cooked, but as long as a little bit of it is going to be baked, then one would separate challah and make a bracha on it as well. Continuing into Halacha Zion, the Kitzur writes, Ma'isa nilosha bevetim b'sha'ar mei peiros. If your dough is kneaded not with water, but with eggs or fruit juice, yeshba kama sfikos. So you run into a couple of problems here. What is the dilemma? Firstly, there's a discussion and a debate among the poskim as to whether that batch of dough would be obligated in the mitzvah of challah to begin with. The mitzvah of challah only applies to bread or to dough that is kneaded with water. But the even more complicated suffix is that, as we discussed earlier, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when one would separate challah from their bread, they would actually give that as a gift to the Kohen. Sadly, we can't do that anymore nowadays because we are all tameh. We're all ritually impure. We can't purify ourselves without a Beis HaMikdash and a Parah Aduma. And therefore, when we touch the dough that we are kneading, the dough also becomes tameh, and if the dough is tameh, the challah that we're separating is tameh, that can't be eaten by the Kohen. The Kohen himself is also tameh, and therefore we're really left with nothing to do other than burn the dough or destroy it. Because once you have challah, or any type of holy food like truma or meiser, that becomes tameh, it needs to be destroyed. So the issue is that tuma, ritual impurity, only is transferred from a person to food by means of 7 types of liquids. There needs to be some liquid medium that serves as the transferring power of the tumah from the person to the food. So one of those is water, and we'll see a few others in a moment. But if you knead your dough with a liquid other than those on the list, so if you use some type of fruit juice, you use, let's say, apple juice, which is not one of the liquids on that list, so then when you're kneading the dough, and the only liquid that's involved is apple juice, so your tumah that is in our person is not transferred to the dough. And now when you separate challah, you have a piece of challah that potentially is not tameh. It can't be given to the Kohen because the Kohen is tameh, but it can't be destroyed because it's pure. You can only destroy challah if it is tameh. So now we're left with a difficult situation. And therefore, the Kitzur writes, V'lachein tzarech la'arev b'isak tzas, Mayim, Ochalav, Odvash, Devorim, Oyayin, Oshemen Zayis. Make sure, even if you're primarily kneading your dough with apple juice, but to mix in a little bit of either water or milk or honey or wine or olive oil, because those are some of the other liquids on that list of 7 liquids, the Machshirin, the liquids that transfer Tumah from one object to another, to Az Mafrish Mimenachal Bibracha, because then you avoid this Fakos, the doubts, the uncertainties, because then everybody would agree that this batch of dough is obligated in the mitzvah of challah. And since it has some of that other liquid, when I touch it, it becomes tameh, and now I can destroy it without having to worry about that issue as well. So even if, for whatever reason, you decide to bake your dough with fruit juice, as long as there is some other liquid, one of these 5 liquids mentioned that are included in the dough as well, that would resolve all issues. Let's do one last halacha quickly. The Kitzur writes in halacha ches, mitzvahs hafreshas challah sheyeches le'isha ba'alas habayis. The mitzvah of separating challah is a special mitzvah for women. technically everybody, men and women, are obligated in it, but it is a special mitzvah that is reserved, similar to Shabbos candles, where men are also obligated in Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. And yet, the custom is that the preference is that in a home where there is a man and a woman, that the woman should be the one to light the candles, the woman should be the one, similarly, to separate challah. Achi ma'isha ina bavesa, but if the woman isn't home, and it's time to separate challah, v'yishlachush ki'at shetavu tiskal kalisa, and she's concerned that by the time she gets home, the dough might be ruined, or something might go wrong, so then az yichola kama misharesa so adam achel afrish, she can ask an assistant, or really anybody else, to separate the challah for her. It's not an absolute requirement that she must be the one to separate it, but when all else is equal, and certainly if at all possible, this is a special mitzvah for the woman. It's mentioned in Bama Madlikin, in the second chapter of Maseches Shabbos that we say in Shul every Friday night, is one of the special mitzvahs that are unique to a woman, and therefore, again, once, if possible, it should be the woman who separates the challah. Have a wonderful day.